Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 13th of August, 2015. It was on this date, 1931, Dr. Michael Shadid established the first cooperatively owned and operated hospital in the United States. It was in Elk City, Oklahoma. He patterned it after the Oklahoma tradition of farm cooperatives. He envisioned a cooperative hospital which would charge an annual membership fee, and doctors would be paid a salary out of those fees to provide basic medical care to any of the members. There was a big controversy about it, and Dr. Shadid almost lost his medical license for the unethical solicitation of patients. It's the birthday of the first man to print a book in English, William Caxton, born in Kent, England, 1422. The printing press was about 25 years old. It had just started to spread beyond Germany, and Caxton realized the new technology would make the job of distributing a book a lot easier. He had translated a book about the history of Troy, and he wanted people to read it. So he established the first printing press in England and printed all the literature he could find, including Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. And for a long time, people in England referred to printed books as Caxtons. It's the birthday of the sharpshooter Annie Oakley, born Woodland, Ohio, 1860. She was a popular performer in Buffalo Bill Cody's Wild West Show. With a rifle, she could hit the thin side of a playing card at 90 feet, a playing card somebody would toss in the air, and then she could hit it six more times before it fell to the floor. And it's the birthday of Alfred Hitchcock, London, 1899. His father punished the boy by sending him to the police station, and the police would lock the boy in a cell for a few minutes. Hitchcock was terrified of police for the rest of his life, made great suspense and horror movies, including Rebecca, Notorious, Rear Window, Vertigo, Psycho, and The Birds. Hitchcock said, "A good film is when the price of the dinner, the theater admission, and the babysitter were all worth it." Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, "Throwing Away the Alarm Clock." My father always said, "Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." It was lights out at 8 p.m. in our house, and we were up at dawn to the smell of coffee, frying bacon, and scrambled eggs. My father followed this general routine for a lifetime and died young, broke, and I think not too wise. Taking note, I rejected his advice, and it became for me late to bed and late to rise. Now, I'm not saying that I've conquered the world, but I've avoided numberless early traffic jams, bypassed some common pitfalls, and have met some strange, wonderful people, one of whom was myself, someone my father never knew. Throwing Away the Alarm Clock, poem by Charles Bukowski, from The Flash of Lightning Behind the Mountain, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.